Okay, we're going to have breakfast now. Wait to see what delicious breakfast we're going to have. On page Reshut Zayin. L'fi sheb'yidiyas ha'tera ha'term l'ubeshes b'nefesh. B'nefesh ha'odem esichlei mukefes b'soichem. When a person understands a piece of Torah, he really, really works at it to understand it. L'fi sheb'yidiyas ha'tera ha'term l'ubeshes b'nefesh ha'odem esichlei. As we learn that the person's entire, his nefesh, his seichel, becomes enclosed and saturated with this piece of Torah, which is the chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the rotzen, the ein sof Baruch Hu. When a person, when the Torah becomes melubeshes in the soul, and the seichel of the person's mukefs b'seichem becomes completely surrounded the Dvar Hashem, l'chein nikas b'shem lechem. Therefore, we find the Torah is referred to in Tanakh as bread, as lechem. U'mezayin hanefesh. It's called lechem, bread, and mazon hanefesh, the food of the soul. Mazon hanefesh. Do you get the difference between our soul food and the soul food that they have in the world? It's a very big chiluk. So, those are the words of the Alter Rebbe. He explains in the Chassidus Mevarez, "Kishem shekiyam v'chiyas haguf agash mikluyim b'mazon." The same way that the existence and the life of the physical body depends on food, and it's a strange thing that Hashem Shabbos made us in such a way. And it became a very big business, the whole thing with food. But it's, if you think about it, it's a very strange thing that a person is a tzelem elokim. It's hamenu kidem useinu. He has in him a chelik elokami mamish. This godly being is mefanis himself, takes care of himself in such a physical way that he eats bread and food and all these different things that he eats and mikoyach that, and because of that koach that he receives from these plain physical pieces of earth of the world. Or to eat a piece of meat that comes from the flesh of an animal, that this person is now sitting. He's sitting there, and he's able to think about the Bar Yoylem. He's standing there, and he's staying Kol Nidre on Yom Kippur night. Has he staying Kol Nidre Yom Kippur night? Because an hour before. He was having a piece of stuffed chicken and a piece of kugel and some carrots and some kreplach, and now he stands up and he says Kol Nidre. Hashem's Baruch made such a barrier like that. At least when we were in the midbar, when we were eating man, so the man was an edler kind of a food. The man was, it says lechem abirim, that the angels somehow ate this, whatever that is. It's an edel meichel. It's not a pastrami sandwich. It's not a So the man was something else, even though that's also a question. But Hashem Shabbos made the world in such a way. And we see that the Kishem Shekir Mechiyas Haguf Agash Mitlim V'mazn Kach Gam Anev Shalakiz Kuka L'mazn B'Shvil Chiyusa. The same way that the physical body that Hashem Shabbos made in such a way, that the physical body of a person requires a diet of food in order to survive, Kach gam ha-nefesh elokis. So too, the nefesh elokis, skuka lemozn b'shvil chiyusa, requires sustenance. It needs to eat. The nefesh elokis needs to eat. It has to be fed. Perish, what does this mean? Chiyus ha-neshama ha-gedoy shehi dvekusa be'elokus. The diet of the neshama consists of dveikus be'elokus. That is the food of the neshama. Anything else that you give the neshama does not satisfy it, and it's not able to breathe. It's not able to live. It's only if atmat veikim b'Hashem elokeichem chayim kulchem hayayim. The neshama's food is dveikus b'Hashem, is elokus. The neshama is the neshama is the nefesh elokis, and the nefesh elokis is hungry for elokus. That's the moshel that Chazal bring on the pasuk v'nefesh lei tamalei, the pasuk in Kehelas, that the soul is not full. The moshel that everybody knows of the bas melech, of the princess, the daughter of the king, the princess who married a ben kfar, married a regular guy from town, a nice guy, and Chazal say that no matter what gifts he brought her, no matter what he gave her, she wasn't satisfied, because she's a bas melech. So this poor guy's working so hard, and he's getting her expensive gifts, lefi. Lefi Madrigoso, he's buying her gifts. He gets her a nice watch, he gets her a necklace, buys her a nice dress. Ah, she's a bas melech. And Chazal say in this, the pasuk, learn this in the pasuk, ha-nefesh lo tamalei, the soul of a Jew can't be filled. A Jew is a princess. The neshama is a nefesh elokis, is a chelek elokam imal. See, you think that you're going to feed it a little bit of Shakespeare, a little bit of Chaucer, and you're going to give it the best of the Beatles from 1963 or something, and you're going to close your eyes and it's going to be the nefesh is going to be full. My nefesh lay to my life. That's what it says. The neshama is a bas melech. See, even though the body tries very very hard to bring all kinds of things to satisfy the neshama. But the nefesh lay tamale. It's the wrong food. The kids once came home from they had some sort of a carnival in school years ago, and they came home with a thing of goldfish. You ever have this misfortune? You came home with a thing of goldfish. Which meant, of course, that I have to take care of this thing and take care, feed them, and clean it out. If it was my eyes, and they came home from there, but they liked these little goldfish. I wasn't going to flush them down the toilet or anything. It would make them feel bad. Not the fish, the kids. The fish. So then I, and so what happened? So, you know, 2 days later, the fish never are floating like this. Finished. So I don't understand. I asked a friend of mine that has a whole fish thing, and I asked them what I do and how do I give it. I didn't want them to die. I take care of them. Rachma v'kol ma'aser. So it turns out afterwards I find out that this kid is throwing in a tam-tam. You understand? This kid is throwing in a piece of chopped liver. Though I don't know what was going on over there. It was labor. These fish didn't have a chance. My kids murdered them. They were killed. And I said, then they had tightness against me. That what happened, Daddy? You were taking care of the fishes. I don't know. I see there's all kinds of stuff in here. You were feeding the fish. Sure they were feeding. They wanted to be mishtatet. And the fish died. They had the wrong diet. That happens to us, but since we're more complicated, it takes a longer time until we start floating. It takes longer, but we're eating the wrong stuff. And when you eat the wrong stuff, it's not good for you. It's not good for you. On many levels, it's not good for you to eat the wrong stuff. So the neshama has a certain diet. It's the Bari Olam who created the neshama. The Rebbeinu Shlomo created the neshama. He says, this is how you feed the neshama. There's a certain minimum amount that you could feed the neshama. A minimum is v'agisa b'yom v'layla. In the morning, in the night, some Torah. And then there's a more beautiful and elaborate and healthy diet. But Hashem Shabbat said, this is the food of the neshama. Peshchis ha-neshama g'day shehi dveikis dveikusa belokus. Dveikusa belokus. She could be the nicest congregation. It's the nicest rabbi, and the rabbi hires guest speakers to talk about what's going on in Eretz Yisrael, and to talk about how American Jews are crazy because they're always voting for Democrats and all that stuff. And they could have all these speakers, and you could bring in what's his name, who just won the election against Weapon, the guy Turner. You could bring Turner himself. There's a guy. You bring a turnip to the, to, you could bring him into the Bais Medrash to give a drasha on politics. V'hanefesh lo tamaleh. That's not the food of the neshama. That's not the food of the neshama. That's not what get the food of the neshama is what? Dveikusa belokus. Therefore, the Torah is called lechem. The Torah is called lechem. It's called mazon. Omnam kadesha ha'ar eloki yamshich chiyus ben neshama. Now, that's the food. Sarach ha'ar li kanes b'saycha. But it's not enough just that you have food. You have to eat it. Just because you have a full refrigerator, a full cabinet, doesn't mean you're going to survive. You have to eat. It means you have to ingest. You have to have this in you. Sarach ha'ar li kanes b'saycha. K'may mozen gashmish anichnes b'saycha guf. Like food that has to go into the body. V'zo in yonish la taira. And that's the inyan of Taira. Shehi machnisa elokus benishma sa'adam. The Taira is our way that Hashem Yisbarach gave us through yediyas haTaira, through concentrating and trying to understand the piece of Taira. That's the way that we inject elokus into the system. V'zehu in yonah shel haTaira, shehi machnisa elokus benishma sa'adam ba'ofen shel mazon, like food. And the Alter Rebbe continues. Ki kamo shehalechem hagash mizanes haguf, the same way that physical bread feeds the body. Ki shemachnisa b'saycha v'kir bay mamish, only when you mamish eat it and you take it inside of yourself. What happens to the food? The food, when you eat the food, so it goes to the whole mahalach and it's digested, and it becomes whatever part of that food, however it works, becomes the dam and the basar mamish. It becomes the person's flesh and blood. It becomes him. First it was, and that's why I said before, it's such a strange thing, it's a miraculous thing, of how Hashem Yisbarach made the body in such a way. That all of these different things, that you eat them, and then that somehow that food is misyached with the guf, and the guf is now that which was once, that was a pizza, or was a piece of bread, whatever it is, now that became the person himself. Achinasa damu bosikiv saru. I told you years ago that a maisa that when a person is thinking too much about the food that he eats, then the tzaddikim that would see the person in the tzur of a cow. The tzaddikim would see cows walking into the shul. Cows. Because a person eats a piece of meat, numela. You make a good bracha, and you try to have a little bit of a kavanah, shavi l'shem shamayim. But if a person is becoming secondary to the steak, he's becoming an evid to this steak. So then there were tzaddikim who would see cows walking around. Wouldn't see the person, they would see the cow. Akidikach, is it possible for a person to identify with food? They have an expression by going, you are what you eat. There's such an expression. No? I think, you are what you dress, you are, I don't remember. That too. Closing. Okay, these kind of things. But it's all levushim, all gashmis things, that you are what you eat. You are what you eat. There's truth to that. That's what we're just saying. The Rebbe says that it becomes your boss of the doubt. But that's how Hashem's Baruch, that's only as far as the goof is concerned. But not that a person should think about that. If people, see, you ever see something, have people see by the barbecues in the summer? The only thing that they're missing is the tzitz. You know what I mean? They're not wearing all shmeina begudim. They stand there by the barbecue. But such an avoda. Like I listen. I also like a barbecue. I'm not making fun. So I have this little portable thing. You take out and you throw it on. But there are guys. They stand there with like eight bottles, like a laboratory. And I watched them, and he's still different. And they, of course, they wear an apron, which is, by the way, just a smart thing to do, because I always end up with little dots, you know. But they wear an apron, and they have all the different bottles of this kind of sauce, and the hickory, and the this, and the that, and what needs this. And then you see them going all the time. I don't know how the people eat it afterwards. They're tasting what it should be, the right this and that. And that's unbelievable. I guess the tzaddikim would see them walking around like a cow. Chas v'shalom. How could they kach? So make a barbecue. It becomes like a whole big thing. So yes, they'd only be mahana their family, then mahana their friends, but it becomes such an avoider. It becomes such an avoider. That Hashem is both made in such a way, that's a pella. It becomes the person's body. That's how it is with physical food. It becomes the body. And it's scary if you think about the stuff you put into our mouths, like that becomes us. That's pretty scary. Even though everything says on it all natural ingredients. You see that lately? You could buy a bottle of cyanide and it says all natural ingredients. Everything says all. I was laughing because if you look at the Kedem grape juice bottle, you ever see that? They make it look nowadays on the Kedem. They had to get some guy to write that in English. That they make it look on the Kedem bottle that if you don't have Kedem grape juice, you're going to die. Look at the thing. It has a picture of a heart on it. I just happened to notice this on Shabbos because it was facing me, that part of the label. And I'm reading it, and they have like a heart over there, and the Heart Association, and it has all these different checks of what it does for you. That I thought, I only have it on Shabbos, maybe I need to have grape juice during the week. It's scary, like if you don't have grape juice, you know, what's going to happen to you? That what the person eats becomes mamish, inseparable from the body, becomes the dama basa. Becomes what you, that's what you become. Vrak oz, and only then, not by staring at the food in the refrigerator, you have to eat it. And if you don't, then it doesn't work. Vrak oz, hamazon nois and laguf, chiyas v'kim. It's only when you have it and you bring it in. When you bring it in, then it gives the body chiyas and kim. Page reish yud chetz. Kach b'yidiyas ha-tayra. That's only a marshal, of course, for learning Torah. Remember, we learned years ago, Rabbi Nachman said that Ashrei, One of the chevra was kind enough to make me a little sign that I have on the refrigerator. Ashrei, how fortunate is a person if he has a little bit a perek of mishnayis to have a geshmak to eat a perek of mishnayis that musig of enjoying a Torah, of eating Torah like it's a piece of food, which is only a mushel. So kach, the Rebbe says, the Alter Rebbe says, kach b'yidis ha-Torah v'asagasa b'nefesh ha-odam. Knowing Torah and understanding Torah b'nefesh ha-odam, shalom de-heitev, when you learn a piece of Torah, heitev carefully to understand it well. V'iyin sichlai, bam, is thinking about it deeply. Ad shenis pesas b'sichlai, till it becomes mamish grasped in your mind, you really get it. U'misachedis imai, it becomes one. V'hoyula achadim becomes mamish one. Again, the food is a mashal. It becomes one. The body becomes inseparable. The body, the dam and bas of the person is the food. So with the nefesh, that's how it is with learning Torah and eating the Torah. Na'asem mozen le'nefesh v'chayim b'kirba. It becomes the mozen of the nefesh and the life of the soul, b'kirba, inside of it. That was sent directly. From the life of all life. The infinite one, may his name be blessed. Hamalubash b'chachmaso, the infinite one is himself, and clothed. In the Torah, in this chachm, in this Torah. So he explains, K'mari shemozn gashmi mechayis haguf, the same way that physical food gives life to the body, rakashu nichnis b'seich haguf, u'bekir boi, only when it goes into the body. And then what happens is, v'nepach sham liyais dam u'bosek yivsaroi, inside the body it becomes dam u'bosek yivsaro, blood and flesh, like the flesh of the person, mamish, it's misached with the body. Kach kedesha ha'or eloki. Ye'osa mozmul nefesh v'chaim b'kibah. So too. So that the or eloki, so that the light of Hashem, should become the food of the soul, v'chaim b'kibah, life within it. Olov lehikonis b'soich ha'neshama, ulis ached ima. It has to enter into the neshama, ulis ached ima. And become one with it. Ulis achid ima. Vezuya pula miyuchedes shiidias vahasagas atara pa'elas benefesh ha'adam. And this is the unique effect that learning Torah and knowing Torah has upon the nefesh ha'adam. Sha'al yodan mikabelus haneshama es mezoina v'chayah. That only through Torah does the neshama receive its food and its life. Ke'aderech sheba ein soif baruch hu, mekar kol hachayim. The only way that the Infinite One Himself, who is the source of all life, chaye hachayim, yuchal lehikaneis b'nishmas ha'adam, should be able to enter into the confinement of the soul of this person, the Infinite One, can enter into the soul of a person. Is ba'ofen, in such a way, ba'ofen shel his achdus. His achdus is what changes a person. Not that you're interested in some information and you read a piece of Torah the same way, God forbid, that you read the newspaper. His achdus becomes you. That's why we need pnimius haTorah. Because the pnimius haTorah is what brings everything deep, deep inside. That's what we're talking about. The chiyus of Chai Elu. Yuchli Kanis Benishmas Adam Ba'ifin Shalis Achdus. Hirak Ayidei Hasagas HaTayr. It's only by means of Hasagas HaTayr. The Kasha Adam Loimed Es Chachmas HaTayr Be'iyun Gadol. Because when a person learns the Chachm of Tayr with great concentration, with tremendous iyun, Ach Nispeses B'Sichlai U'Mesachedes Imai, not just to learn it in a superficial way, to run through it, but to really eat it and swallow it and digest it and gobble, you know, in such a way that mamish, that you, this achedes imay. The dugmas equal hamazim hagashmi, in the marshal of the food, physical food being digested, and how the body works it through. I don't remember all of the things in biology, but with all the acids and the enzymes, the chais, what goes on when the person has the food, and what the body does to it until it takes it mamish, it works it through. It works it through. Until it becomes the guf itself. That's how the body with the food, it works it through. The problem is we give the body so much food that it can't deal with. So then the body doesn't know what to do with it. So you throw in too many cookies, you throw in all these fats we throw into the body with too much kugel and kishka, whatever. And then the body says, oh, no, we don't have to do with this. You know, we can't. We're working, it's gaitnish. You know. We're trying to do something for you over here, but we're having a problem breaking down this kishka, so we're tired. The body gets tired, and then it starts to come like this. It's a big bowl. It starts to come out. There's no room for it to go. The body can't handle it. Person has to have lefi erka, lefi his madrega. When it comes to Torah also, there could be a problem if the person doesn't learn what he's able to in the right way, that he should be able to digest that Torah, and it should give him chiyas. But a person is learning something in Torah that's not, he's not holding it by that, and it's not. So then it could also cause problems. It could also cause indigestion and difficulties. As I gam ha'or ha'eloki, ha'mulubish b'tara nichnis b'soich ha'nefesh. That's how the or ha'eloki, which is melubish in Torah, enters into the soul through learning Torah. U'mechaya oisa b'chiyas elokis. And it gives life to the soul, b'chiyas elokis. The bottom of the page. B'zei yuvan oimek hakavana b'kach shechiyusa amitis shekaladam Yisrael ha'tayra. Now we can understand that the true life of a Jew, the true, כאשר חיוסי האמיתס של כל אדם ישראל היא התורה. והתורה היא חיינו, היא חיי הנשמה של האדם, because the life of the neshama of a person, שם דבקוסה בלוקוס, which is דבקוס בלוקוס, תלויים בעסק התורה, depends on עסק התורה, learning Torah. ובלעדי מוזן התורה, and if you don't feed the nefesh, if you don't feed it Torah, there's a weakness in the chai neshama. So people are not learning. People are not learning. And obviously, even though the Rebbe doesn't talk about it here, but obviously, if the chiv of Talmud Torah is a chiv of men and not of women, it's saying that that the diet of a man is more desperately in need of every single drop of Torah. And that somehow the chaya chaim of a woman, the neshama, can be that there's a chiyas that can come with oisius of tefillah and other things, but it's not a chiyah that she learned Torah, but certainly whatever she does has a tremendous, tremendous benefit to the soul. What's the question? Why is it that she's not chayiv and that he is? That's not for now. But the fact that a man is chayiv means that there's a particular prescription without which the person's not alive. When it comes to the women, so the prescription has oisis of tefillah and mitzvahs that can give her a chiyus. That's a different, we'll talk about a different time. But this is the prescription for a man in such a way. Ubladei mozen ha'tarah tiyeh chalishas b'chayeh neshama. There's a weakness in the chaya and the shama without the food. Hainu haregesh ha'elokishela. The person's still a Jew, and he can go on keeping Torah mitzvahs, and he's an observant Jew, but as far as the regesh ha'elokishela, as far as a hergesh of elokus, without learning Torah, no. No. A hergesh of elokus, without a diet of Torah, al derech halishas aguf, kishlei nichnas b'mozen b'meshech zman. The same way that the body, if it doesn't have food for a while, it becomes very, very weak. So that's only a marshal of if a person doesn't learn Torah, it becomes weak. Then the nefesh is dimmed. So therefore, you can have people that they go on living a certain lifestyle of Orthodox Judaism, but it's without any chiyus, and they don't feel it. Elokus, a shaychus elokus. The bigger question, which we're not talking about now, which I talk about all the time, is how is it possible for people who are learning Torah that they don't have a Haggish Elokus? Okay, that's an unbelievable hestapanim. And there's a problem with that. Because Torah itself, as we learned many, many times, has to come together with tefillah. It has to come together with the Siyata Dishmai and so on, which we'll Rabbi talks more about later on. On the top of Reishu Test, V'zeo Shekosev, and that's what it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, V'seroscha B'soich Me'ai. Dovah Mal said, your Torah is in my... The Torah Makishka, your Torah is in my kishkas, in my intestines. That's when kishkas used to be made from intestines. Now, of course, it's mostly made from tam-tams. That's what they give to the fish. Huh? It's healthier, right? It's healthier. It's true, it is healthier. Yeah. V'zesha kosev v'sarascha b'soich me'ay. That the Torah is in my intestines, David Malach said. V'sarascha b'soich me'ay. Ala kosa v'sarascha b'soich me'ay, Pirush Rashi. Af ma'acholi ha'nichnes le'me'ayim al pi terascha. That my food that goes into the intestines, al pi sarascha, David Mel says, is al pi sarascha. So Rashi learns pshat that v'sarascha b'soich me'ay is saying that everything that I eat is in accordance to the Torah. That's a much easier way of looking at the pasuk, meaning that everything has a proper hachshah. I make sure everything is kosher and I make the right brachas. So all of the food, af ma'acholi hanichnas mayim, is al pi sarascha. It's al pi sarascha. It's in accordance to the rules of the Torah. That's the simple pshat. But the oimek hapshat, of course, is b'mitzudas David, v'chein v'radak pirish, v'sarascha shmur b'levavi. They're already talking about the oimek hapshat, that the Torah that I learn is guarded and kept in my heart. Hashihim echlal ha-me'ayim, which is included with the me'ayim, with the intestines. That's already the oimek hapshat. Not that the Torah is saying v'sarascha b'sarich me'ayim. If you look at the context of the capital, it doesn't say that the Torah is just talking about eating kosher food. He's saying something more than that. According to what we're learning in Pnimis HaTorah, that the Torah is called food, bread and food of the soul, Muvan Heitev, it's understood very well. But the pasuk is comparing understanding the mind, understanding Torah, to the food entering into the intestines. Because the same way that physical bread gives life to the person only by entering into the depths of his body, into the me'ayim, into his intestines, and through that it becomes his own blood and his own flesh. So too, Torah gives life and feeds the neshama. It's not by learning something in a superficial way, running through something. It only gives life to the nefesh elokis. It only, it's when you learn it in a way that's pnimi, in the kishkes, in the me'ayim, where you work it through, you digest it, you chew it through. When a person has the schus to sit with an Adam Godel and to hear a shiur from an Adam Godel and to watch the Adam Godel chewing through the taisus, digesting the sugya, it's the most beautiful thing in the world to see. It's not, you could have learned it this way, you could have learned it that way, but he's not satisfied. He chews it and works it through until he gets to a point of where it's something which it's to really, each person according to his madrega, to grasp that in a deep way. Similar to the way, in that way, of how a person eats food. If you have a little food and you put it in your mouth and you spit it out, so that's done. That's not gonna nourish you. It has to be in the me'ayim. It has to go into the kishkas, into the person. Then the kishkas works. It works it through, and it becomes the dam or basar kibsara of the person mamish. But you take a little bit. That doesn't to have a taste. That's not what you have to eat it. V'zel v'sarascha v'sarich me'ayim. And David HaMelech is saying this. In the words, v'sarascha b'soich mei. The Alter continues. The Kumar Yisrael calls the Beitz Chaim Shamdal Per Gimel Shlavushi and the Shomuz of Gan Eden Hena Mitzvahs. The way we find in the Kisvei Ha'ari that the Lavushi and the Shomuz of Gan Eden Hena Mitzvahs, the garments of the soul in Gan Eden, of the souls in Gan Eden, are mitzvahs. V'atari him mozen l'an the Shomuz. The clothing. So we said before, there are two things they say in the world. That the clothing makes the person, and the food is the person. So the Arizal says that the levushe haneshamas b'gan Eden, the clothing, of course, not something physical, but the levushe haneshamas, the clothing of the neshamas in Gan Eden, are the mitzvahs that he did in his life. The mitzvahs that the person did in his life, those are his garments in Gan Eden. So we try to make during our lifetimes to make nice begodim. Make nice levushim. Everybody likes to have nice, clean clothing, nice, beautiful clothing, designer, fancy clothing. So the mitzvahs are the levushim and the shamas of Gan Eden, hena mitzvahs. That Torah, and what's Torah? So the Arizal says that Torah is he hamozen l'neshamas. That the Torah that you learn during your life, that's the food of the neshamas in Gan Eden. Hachilik hamavur le'el ben Torah le'mitzvahs, the chilik that we learned earlier between Torah and mitzvahs, sheva mitzvahs are shamrak malbish u'makiv v'sadim, that we learned that the mitzvahs are gevaldik, but the mitzvahs are the levushim that surround the person, that cover the person, but not fill the person. Mitzvahs are makif and malbishim, the garments that are worn on the person. The levushim of the neshamis and Gan Eden are the mitzvahs that he kept during his life. Those are the levushim. But a levush is a makif. It surrounds, it covers, it doesn't fill. It doesn't give life. You can wear the fanciest clothing in the world, but if you don't eat, you're gonna die, chas v'shalom. You'll be dressed very nice, but it'll still be a levi. You see that they put the person that is put in his talus, right? That he davened. That if the 120, they put him in his talus in the ground. But the talus is a makif. The talus is the levushim of the mitzvahs that he did during his life. That's what the talus is. They wrap him in a talus. That's the makif of the person that's buried, which is a siman of the mitzvahs of Masan Tovim that the person did during his life. It's the makif. But the mazon of the neshamas in Gan Eden is the Torah that the person learned in this world. V'ilo ayidei limud haTorah shechokhmas Hashem bekivoy, as we're learning, where the chokhmah of Hashem becomes you, it enters into the person and becomes the person. Chokhmas, the infinite chokhmah of Hashem, is bekivoy harayhu nase mozain lenefesh. That becomes the food of the soul. That's the food of the neshamas in Gan Eden. Muvan gamkein midivrei chaim. It's understood from what this Torah of the Arizal. Ki ha-Torah hu ha-mozen v'ha-mitzvahs hem ha-levushim l'neshamas of Gan Eden. That the Torah is the food and the mitzvahs are the levushim, the garments of the neshamas in Gan Eden. Perish. K'mayisha adam lamata. The same way that a person here in this world is zokuk l'mozen l'levushim, he needs to have food and clothing. Lechem lechel beged l'lbayish, that's what a person needs in this world. He needs to have food and he needs to have clothing. K'dei sheyuchal lechyos, in order they should be able to live ulis kayim v'olam hazeh, to exist in the world. Kacha neshama b'gan Eden, so too the soul, the neshama in Gan Eden, tzvicha l'mozen l'vushim ruchniyim. There, in Gan Eden, the person, the neshama, doesn't need to have a sandwich and doesn't need to have a pair of sneakers. There, it needs to have mitzvahs that are the levushim and needs to have Torah, that's the food. U'mozen l'vushim elusha b'gan Eden. This food and these garments that the neshamas have in Gan Eden, noitzim aidei avaydis haneshama v'olam hazeh, the food and the garments of the souls in Gan Eden are created by the limud haTorah v'kiyum haMitzvos, by what Torah we learned while we were in this world, and by the mitzvahs that we did while we were in the world. Kayidei limud haTorah, because through learning Torah, noitzar mozn eloki l'neshama. Mozn eloki, and you didn't use it up just because you were learning it during your life. Other Rabbi, you have this that it gave you life and connection to Hashem in this world, and it continues working for you in the next world. That's the life, the food of the soul in Gan Eden is the Torah that the person learned. And we're learning that it doesn't mean the Torah that the person just happened to, happened to see a little bit to look for. It means that he was working on. That he really tried to understand, that he really tried to grasp and to go through. When the neshama is still in the guf, when the person is in this physical world, and the neshama is in the guf, Ein hi yichayla lahargish is oitzam aruchnius. Because of that, that's the blockage. That's the hester. That because of the guf, because of all of those barbecues and so on, that because of the guf, and the guf has become so dulled, the senses of the guf have become so dulled by all of the indulging in the physical world, so the person doesn't feel the elokus of the Torah that he's learning. It doesn't give him always that boost, that inspiration, that hergish. Therefore, as long as we're in the guf, as long as we're in this world, in the physical body, we don't feel the sweetness. We don't feel that necessarily. I mean, we can. If the more ruchnizdik a person is, the less mushubari is the physical things, the more he's able to taste this. But when the person is 120 and he gets rid of the guf and he's finished with the guf, then in Gan Eden he's munching the whole time on his Torah, and it's clear to him, and that hergish of elokus he has in the next world is because of the Torah that he understood on his level. Doesn't mean he has to be a Talmud Chacham. Whatever he was working on in his Madrega. And it's Madrega, getting up an hour early in the morning, going to bed an hour later. But he was working through Torah on his Madrega, chewing it and swallowing it and chewing it and digesting it. And Sarosha B'Seich Me'ai. Then that Torah in Gan Eden, where there's no longer the encumbrance of the body, that's his food in Gan Eden. Without the body hiding that, and he's able to have a Gishmak. That's why I mentioned by Matzei Shabbos, I told the story there by... when we had with Yonatan Rizal, that from the Vedicha of Susa Gengleni. There was a Yid that somebody asked him when he says the words, Lachzeis B'Noyim Hashem, where do you have the Masikas, the sweetness of those words, Lachzeis, to see the Noyim, the pleasantness and the sweetness of Hashem of Elokus? So he said, because when he was a kid, he was in Vedicha, and he heard the Rabbi Levi of Vedicha, sang a niggun, he was saying Lachzeis B'Noyim Hashem, he was repeating Lachzeis B'Noyim Hashem, and he was saying with a certain tenuva, with a certain niggun. And he said that he took us to a place where we were able to taste the sweetness of Hashem the way that when you have a delicious food, you lick your fingers. That's how we tasted the sweetness of Lachzeis B'Noyim Hashem, like licking the fingers after you had the most delicious food. That the tzaddik, that the B'ditch was able to bring those yidin to such a place of Noyim Hashem. Noyim Hashem. It's hard, regular people. The Beditcher, not only was he living that way himself, because he had with the guf, he had no shaykhs with the guf. So not only that, but even the people who came to him, he was able to bring them up to such a place that for the next 80 years, when they say Lachzeis B'Noyim Hashem, it was with a chiyas like such a thing. Because they were by the Beditcher. One time he heard Lachzeis B'Noyim Hashem. But what could be such a thing? To bring a person to such a place where at that moment he sees that the body is silly, it's not, the physical life is an Irish guy. And the whole tachlis of life is Lachzeis B'Noyim Hashem. In this world, it's very hard. There's a very, very big, blockage because of all of the fat that we accumulate over life from Gashmias, that we're fressing on Gashmias. Which the tzaddikim, the Baal Tanya, the Lubavitcher Rebbe Chusan used to say always this lotion that we saw the other day that when a person's Isaac and things of this world, it should be done with a kriris. What does it mean, kriris? Coldness. Not with a warmth. Warmth is for spiritual things. Physical things you do, but you don't do. That's why I was saying before, I was making a little bit of a joke to have all the bottles by the steak. So you have a steak. The Baruch Shalom wants a person to have. But to make it to such an event, like I mentioned last week or 2 weeks ago, when I saw that Rav Matl Zilber, in one of his shmuzim, he writes how he was at a wedding 10 years ago, says approximately 10 years ago, he saw where this wedding they did, by the way. And that couldn't be, that's the Ratzon HaTorah, there should be a wedding like that. Because he saw that they changed the walls. The guy was so rich, he rented a place and he painted all the walls of the place. And all these things, when you go to a simcha, somebody just told me Somebody told me a beautiful thing. One of the chevre from the shul, he has a kesher with some chevre in Monroe, and he was invited to the chasna Monroe from one of the richest guys in Monroe. There's a very, very famous gvir in Monroe. I don't want to say his name. He probably wouldn't like to have his name stopped. But he's a very famous gvir in Monroe. He's a good man. He gives a lot at stock of this Jew. Not just him. He gives to all over. A very, very generous person. He's a Welt millionaire, this guy. Big, big millionaire. And this guy from shul told me that he was invited to chasna last week, that he made for his daughter. This gvir made it the chasna for his daughter in Monroe. And the chasna cost $6,000. $6,000 was the whole chasna. The whole chasna is $6,000. That's a price from 1958, yeah? $6,000, the whole chasna. Why? Because Rabbi Aaron, the Satmar Rebbe, from Monroe, made takanas. The Chassidim are afraid of him. He's Biyad Chazaka. They're afraid of him. He's a very, very, very big tzaddik there, Rabbi Aaron. He rules there, Biyad Chazaka. My cousin told me that there was a mice that happened a few years ago when the Takanis, when the Satmar Rebbe first came out of the Takanis from Monroe, the Takanis, and he came there by a big veer. He was invited. There was a chasna here in Brooklyn, and the Satmar Rebbe came to the Masada Kedushin. He came for the chasna, and he walked into the hall and he saw that there were all these things, you know, carving stations, smorgasbord, a big band. This rich guy just ignored all the Takanis. So the Satmar Rebbe was standing by the door. And he turned it on, he said, back to Monroe, leaving. So the Gevir came running after, you know, the Gevir came to him. And the Gevir said to him, but Rabbi, and the Rabbi says, what do you mean, Rabbi? We made for everybody takanas, same. And he said, but Rabbi, I could afford all of this. So then, you know what he told him? My cousin told him, he says, then you could also afford to get yourself a new Rabbi. That's what he told him. You know what that is to say to one of the biggest Gevirim in the whole community? Go buy yourself a new Rabbi? How many people would do such a thing? That's why, you know, all know that the takanas that came out from that good business all never worked. Why didn't they work? For a lot of, because the gevirim were making chasnas, and those very same Rosh Yeshivas were going to the chasnas. So then the whole thing is a joke. The people standing there, you have 1,000 people to chasna with a 12-piece bin, and who's attending the chasnas? The same people who signed their name on the takanas. The Satmar Rebbe says, go buy yourself a new rabbi, as we thought. Walked out. He didn't go to the chasna. And my cousin said that. He said, okay, we'll get rid of it. He said, I'm not coming in. It's finished. He went back. I don't know what happened afterwards. If the guy's Baroigis, not Baroigis, I don't know. But that's amazing. So when the tzaddikim say that, no, it's not. This Yid made a chasna for $6,000, this millionaire, because the Rebbe made a rule. They built, did you see in Monroe? I don't know if you were there. They made a hall a couple years ago in Monroe, right by the shopping center. Right, a block away from where the stores are, they made a hall, and that's where you make the chasnas, and that's the gvul, how much you spend, period. No more. So even the biggest gvir made for $6,000. That means that nobody has to be embarrassed. That means that that the children will be able to have something to, some furniture, and to be able to live, and to be able to, $6,000. Not $60,000. $30,000, $6,000 a chasna. And do you think that the people that were the chasna didn't have a good time? Do you think that they didn't eat better food than we're going to eat when we go to the chasnas this week, and they're having seaweed on top of a piece of fish that they never took the hook out of the thing's mouth? You think we're gonna have when you go to Monroe to the chasna? I go with my cousins. I go to the chasna. You have a piece of stuffed chicken. You sit any table you like, right? No cards. You know, that means that the parents don't have to sit up the night before figuring out whether or not Uncle Sal is going to be upset to be at the same table with Uncle Heshi, because they haven't spoken to each other in 70 years. So where are we going to put Heshi? We're going to put Sal. This way they don't like each other. He sits there. No one talks to each other. They don't have to have the cards. And they put out, and you walk around looking for your settle to see where you sit, and then someone took your seat. And you have a piece of stuffed chicken and a piece of kishke, right? Mechai. This world, when you take it so seriously, that creates the biggest mechitza before the neshama. So therefore, we're learning Torah, and we're not digesting it. We're not digesting the Torah that we're learning. So you can have someone that sits during the day and he's working over the Gemara, working over hard, but then he fresses on Gashmis. Again, that doesn't mean we should not supposed to eat, but he fresses on the Gashmis. With what kind of a car? Is the leather seat or not a leather seat? You know, all these diukim and chilukim that people have with Gashmis. We're all doing that. My father goes inside. He's been walking around for the last 7 years just shaking his head, like looking at, like, not trying to understand what's going on with all of our needs. And I remember when we were younger, and when we asked to have the air conditioner on. And I was going, it's not that my father's cheap, but I don't know, he had to be on the verge of passing out before the air conditioner went on when I was growing up. And then finally, with Chesed Rachman, I remember my parents would go on a trip for a few days a year, so I would be with my friend, Rabbi Hillel, and I. He would hang out by me. We put the air conditioner down to 60. It was so cold that it turned the heat on, the boiler. My parents went for a few days after that. They went someplace, so we used to barbecue there. We used to see what's going on. We told my sister, go away. You go stay by a friend. And we used to have there with the chevra, Gashmius round the clock. What was going on? Between the television and the air conditioning and the barbecue. was that geschmack. So you can learn Torah the whole day. So what's going to come from it? The Torah comes in, but it's blocked. And then the neshama says, I don't know what to do with all of this. Meaning with the Gashmis. I can't handle it. I want to process all this Torah and give you a feeling of Elokus, but then there's this onslaught of Gashmis. But when a person is free from this world, and the body is done, and he comes to the next world, then all the Torah that he was trying to learn, he worked hard, and all of that Torah is free from the Guf. And then that's the Mosin of the Neshamas in Gan Eden. It's a good thing. That's the food of the Neshamas in Gan Eden. In this world, he says, Gashmis HaGuf V'Chomroi, Malim Mastir Malzeh. It all covers and conceals. So we don't feel the Elokus from the learning that we're doing. Because we're learning. But every piece of Torah that we're learning is another piece of, there's another piece of steak. So every piece of Torah is a piece of this, another this and that. What if we would take away, I don't want to make a kitrig. What if the coffee machine would be taken away for 2-3 weeks? What would be over here? And everybody is... And my wife would say the same thing. If I'm going to take away my Maisha soda machine for the week, it can't function. Fafal. We shut down. The Rebbeinu Shalom, if it would be now, Chalil would be the war like they had back by our parents. I always say, I wouldn't have lasted 10 minutes. Can you imagine, let you off from the cattle con, you say, where do you get a Dr. Pepper over here? Anybody have a Dr. Pepper? Say that to the guy from the Gestapo, to the SS. Hey, fellas, any Thursday night, any chance? What are we doing over here? Something? No? If we would have been in such a matzav, I say, we would have been mischazik. There were rich people that ended up like in these places too. But we don't have a musig of what we have now, not rich people, plain people now. Plain regular people now. The biggest gevir in Europe wouldn't have chap. Just regular people, the way we live now, regular. The biggest gevir wouldn't have chap such a lifestyle. Like we read stories about Graf Patutsky or something. They would look at us and they would say they never saw such an issue in their lives, like plain people, the way we live now. I'm not talking about gevir now. But plain people, how we live. In our homes, with plain, what we eat in it, there's no musa gevir. Compared to the biggest gevir in the old days, now is a plain person like us. So the what's going to be with the Torah? So it's covers in it, and that Torah is being blocked. So we don't. It's hard for us to have a hergish of elokus. But when after 120, so then there's not going to be that halam or that concealment, and all the Torah that we were learning in our lives, trying to understand, even though it didn't give us a hergish of elokus. While we were in the body, but in Gan Eden, it will be the mazon of the neshamas. It's a nice thing. It'll be the food of our neshamas when we mitzvah 120. Ubalois on nesham le Gan Eden, when the nesham goes up to Gan Eden, then mizgal on nesham ha'ar eloki shepalu b'avadosu b'lemazet, and all of the lakus that we were digesting, that we tried to digest while we were alive. Oh, then it shines mamish, and that's the food of the neshamas in Gan Eden. That's what we're going to eat in Gan Eden. For who schar. And that's the reward for each person who is learning Torah in this world, that's the reward that he's able to have as Hashem in the next world, which is the Muslim of the Neshamas. We'll finish this part of the parashah. We'll finish next week.